Well, the Rudd government's snap decision to suspend asylum claims lodged by Sri Lankan and Afghani boat arrivals is continuing to infuriate refugee advocates and human rights lawyers. More than 2,000 asylum seekers are already detained on Christmas Island, and their claims will still be processed. But anyone arriving since Friday will be left in limbo, and that could involve quite a few people. Four new boats have been intercepted since then. The latest was discovered near the Ashmore Islands yesterday afternoon, carrying 30 passengers and four crew. The Human Rights Commission says Australia could be in breach of international obligations, in particular the Refugee Convention. Its president is Cathy Branson QC, and she joins us now from Adelaide. Good morning.
Good morning, Geraldine.
Cathy Branson, have you ever heard of a country refusing to process asylum claims from a particular race of people?
I haven't, Geraldine, which is not to say it hasn't happened, but I haven't heard of it. But the Refugees Convention requires that you don't discriminate on the ground of country of origin, or race or nationality. So I am fearful that this could put Australia in breach of its obligations under that convention.
Could it be in breach of domestic law, in particular the Racial Discrimination Act, which some people are suggesting, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, colour, descent or national or ethnic origin?
That may be the case, Geraldine. And we've heard that lawyers are proposing to challenge this initiative. If it's in breach of Australia's own laws, then Australian courts will say so when that challenge is heard. The Australian Human Rights Commission's responsibility is to ensure that Australia, in Australia, respects its international human rights obligations, and they're my particular concern.
Would you anticipate a legal challenge to the government's suspension?
Well, we've heard that lawyers are proposing a challenge, and so I see no reason not to think
but
that
you won't,
to do what they say.
I mean, that's not something... Is that within your remit to take a challenge like that?
No. If there were a challenge, we could consider asking the courts to hear us on that challenge, but it would not be within our power to institute that challenge.
But would you support one if it was taken?
Well, we'd have to see the nature of the particular case. But our particular concerns, as I've said, are international human rights obligations, and they don't just come from the Refugees Convention, which does require that we don't discriminate on the ground of country of origin. But we also have an obligation not to arbitrarily detain individuals. We have, perhaps most importantly, an obligation under the Convention on the Rights of the Child only to detain children as a last resort, and then only for the shortest appropriate period of time.
2 years ago, the Commission praised the Rudd government for dismantling the Pacific Solution and abolishing temporary protection visas, TPVs. In a way, this decision puts us right back where we started in some views. How do you rate it against John Howard's border protection policies?
Well, we have praised, as you say, the current government on a number of occasions for taking a number of initiatives which we think better respect Australia's human rights obligations, but also have made our program a much more humane, much more sensitive program. And I suppose that's one of the reasons why we are concerned at this step. But mind you, we're not back to where we were before. Things are still not as bad as they were at the height of the very inhumane period that we had some years ago.
It obviously, we're starting to see the same conversation that prevailed for years about things being inhumane. But would you concede that if this is not well managed, it can also explode into a nation's polity and really cause all sorts of reactions to come to the surface that are not healthy, ultimately, for the sorts of things you care about?
Look, there's something in what you say, Geraldine. I think Australians are concerned about this, and I don't wish to suggest that there's nothing to be concerned about. But what's very important is that everyone keep the situation in perspective. Asylum seekers make up a very small percentage of our overall immigration intake, and Australia receives a very small percentage of the total asylum seekers in the world. Even if we look only at those that come to industrialised countries seeking asylum, Australia receives less than 2% of that number. Australia can manage this number of people seeking to come to us seeking safety and security. It's true that we may not be able to manage them easily on Christmas Island, but the Commission has long said to the government that Christmas Island is an inappropriate place to be processing people seeking asylum.
What is your greatest fear about the turn of events?
Well, my greatest fear is that these are individuals who've come to Australia. Many of them will prove to be genuine refugees. Some of them will not, but they will be people who have chosen to take a dangerous boat ride. We see them travelling on small boats in ill repair over dangerous waters. They're people in need, people in distress. Right. These are people that Australians, I think, by and large, if they think of them as people, will want to treat compassionately and not to treat them inhumanely or harshly.
All right.
And when thinking of that, think of the impact of being kept indefinitely in detention on Christmas Island. I think, are things we all should be concerned about.
Well, Cathy Branson, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Geraldine.
Cathy Branson, QC, Human Rights Commissioner.